Okay, yeah, Thursday night. Thursday night, Shara Kniyah Chodesh Halvavos. We're going to go back to Perek Shmini and very quickly go through, hopefully, Shmini and Chi and Asiri, finishing up Shara Kniyah. Perek Shmini, the aside of Perek Shmini is that he makes the point that Kniyah, your feeling of bittul to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the way the Chodesh Halvavos describes Kniyah, and Memela, that will affect your relationship with people. You'll act the way an Anav acts. In this, the Chavis Aldavis is remarkably different than all, just about all other Musa Svarim, is that when he talks about his word for Anava as Kenia, he doesn't talk, the focus of it is not Ben Adam Lachavera. The focus of it is Ben Adam Amokom, how a person feels regarding who he is, and the gifts that he has, and what he's able to do, and he has to feel meshubed and an eved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and batel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that will already affect, because if you have that relationship correct, if you have that relationship straightened out in your own head, then you're going to treat everybody with respect, you're not going to look condescendingly on anyone, and you're not going to talk to them superciliously, you're not going to be overbearing in your manner, you just won't, because it wouldn't make any sense, because if it's all from Hashem, so what Hashem gave you, he gave you, he gave him, he gave him, like you and Mela won't do that. And in this Perek, in Perek Shmini, the Chavis Halvavos establishes the fundamental importance and significance of Kniyah. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he will say in this Perek, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not really interested in anything you do unless you do it as an eved. Not interested. Doesn't mean anything. He doesn't need you to eat matzah and to put on tefillin and to learn Torah and to give tzedakah. What does he need that for? He wants you to be an eved. You have to do it as an eved Hashem. And an eved has to include the midah of kniyah by definition. You're bottled to him, you're dependent on him, everything you have is from him. And if you don't have that, you're missing. So he starts off, Omar, ul'inyan ha'im ho'anova nispachas l'midas hana'alos, whether you have anova as one of the many midos that are significant, that are important in your avodas Hashem, and maybe even an added milen, first work on other things and then establish anova. Oh, hamidos analos nispachos la, like which is ikker, which comes first, which should you work on first? So he says, Omar b'tshuva al kach. We're on page Reish Test, Perek Shmini. Omar b'tshuva al kach. I will answer. Ki yadu etzleinu. Look, we know ki reishos hamishmas l'Hashem yishadav yisrami mitzad ha'odom hu sheyirukan elov kol torei ho'adnus. Listening to Hashem is Chavis Halvavos, right? We're learning Chavis Halvavos. You listen to Hashem, it doesn't mean Hashem says something and you go ahead and do it. Just the action. That's not the name of the game. The name of the game is Chavis Halvavos, that you feel, you hold, your emotion, your thought is one of an eved, you're bottled to him. And of course you're going to do what he wants. You're going to fulfill his ratzon. You're totally dependent on him. And this is so. Sheyirukan Elov, empty out to him, siphon off to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kol ta'orei ha'adnus v'yachadehu l'Hashem v'yikabel al atzmo kol ta'orei ha'adnus l'Hashem. You have no, this is very, it's not as easy as it sounds. We believe it and we believe it, but every person has an ego, every person has a sense of self, every person has an ego, every person feels he is what he is. And this, to really feel that you're nothing, you're dependent upon something else, everything about you, your very being is dependent. It's not objectively, it doesn't even objectively exist. It's subject to that, and everything you have, you didn't do anything on your own, and all of your chachmas and all of your capabilities, it's not really you. It's not you. It's not an easy thing to really assimilate, to really internalize. But that's what we are striving for, because that's the true adnus of Hashem, and that's the true avdus for yourself. And avdus va'adnus heimisug hanispach, they play off one against the other. Shemischayevus metzius achad mehem b'metzius ha'acher. In other words, Hashem is an adam because you're an eved, and you're an eved. Hashem is an adam. Ki ein ha'adam roi l'shem eved atshiyelo adam vein adam roi l'shem ze atshiyelo eved. So you can't, you know, you say Hakadosh Baruch Hu, you say is Aleph Dalid, right? The Shem Aleph Dalid we say a couple of hundred times a day, and that means he's what does it mean, right? He's your Adon, he's our Adon, he's my Adon, right? So you're an Evet. Snapshot, he's an Adon, and I'm also an Adon on myself. That's what the Chavis Halbavis is saying here. He's an Adon, I'm an Evet. Therefore, he says you can't start off with anything before you're an Eved. Nothing precedes that in terms of significance, in terms of importance, in terms of structure. You're not talking about when a kid's bar mitzvah, okay, you know, he has to put on tefillin, he has to say kriyas shema. He's not going to be fully developed in his concept that he's an Eved to Hashem. By the way, when we're talking about now an Eved to Hashem, we're not talking about an Eved Hashem in terms of doing what he says. We're talking about a true Eved, meaning you're totally dependent on him. You have no self. You have no self. You're bottled to Hashem. You have no self outside of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Your whole existence is defined by Hashem's reality, by His willing that you be, and by how you relate to Him. So the Chavis Halbavis says, "Lo titochim la'odem mishmas al Hashem kim bekabel alatmo kol tori avdus lefonov." Again, the mitzvahs are essentially meaningless. He says, if you're not doing them as an eved, if you're not doing them because you, of course you're going to fulfill the will of the Adon, of the being that created you, of the being that's responsible for your very existence. So, of course you're going to do his ratzon. Your whole reality is in being in consonance with his ratzon, right? So he has a ratzon that you exist, and he wants you to exist this way, so you're going to do that. And that's what anova is. That's the Chavis Halbavis is anova. Not ben od machavero, not onov of Shval Ruach in Benodim Lachaveiro, that those are Totsaos, those are already the fallout of the true Anova. But the true Anova is Bittul Hashem. We've learned that in all the Prokem until now, and here he's saying it again, and he's therefore establishing that that's the most fundamental of all Midah, because without that you don't get started. You know, if we had time and we had the ability, we would define each term. Gaiva, oz, these are his translations, of course, but Chavis Halbavis used all of these many, many words to describe. He's describing kultar reho adnus, Hashem's grandeur, Hashem's might, Hashem's objective existence, Hashem's gaiva, right? Hashem's misnase. We say lecha Hashem hagdula v'gvura. We bat it out at davening, no problem. Lecha Hashem hagdula v'gvura. We're saying something. Gaiva oz misnase shispirus gavus chol adoyim lekach. Ve'omru hagaiva levush Hashem v'chol anetul mehashem es levushu ki lehu cholek imo. Gaiva, Hashem Moloch Geus Lovesh Lovesh. Hashem is allowed to be about Gaiva. What does it mean? Because if Anova is defined in terms of Bittul, so only Hashem does no. Right? So there is a concept, B'chol Mokom Shatamos Gudulosu Shekolosh Baruch Hu Shomodomot Seyan V'Sonuso. We'll put that aside. There's such an inyan in terms of that Midah. That's not the Chavis Halbavis' Anova. It's true. That's the Anova of dealing with people, of the snagus. But here he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Moloch Geus, Lovesh Lovesh, Hashem Oz Hazazar. So if your basic chov is to be an eved, so what are you asking me, like what comes first, what comes second? There is nothing that's more basic than being an eved, because everything flows from that. This is what Shmuel tells Shaul HaMelech. Hashem doesn't need or want, even if Hashem wants karbanos, Hashem wants you to put on tefillin, Hashem wants you to give tzedakah, that's not really the point. The point is Shemoah. The point is lahakshiv. The point is you're bottled to Hashem's ratzon. I'll say ritzono k'ritzoncha. Battle ritzoncha b'nei ritzono. That's the point. So v'lo yitochin lo miloi chayvoso, you're not fulfilling. You have powerful words from the Chayvus Halvavos, but that's what the name of the game is. That's what the Sefer is all about. Chayvus Halvavos. You're not fulfilling your chova ki im li'achar kabolas hamishmas l'shem yisale. Unless you have that bittel, unless you develop that avdus, the bittel l'Hashem, that you bottled him, that asei resono k'ritzoncha, you have no egin ratzon. So, you know, I'm not going to say you weren't yotzei the mitzvah of tefillin. But the Chayvus Halvavos is saying it, but he's not saying it maybe in a legal sense, you aren't yotzei. He's saying it in a conceptual sense. That's not the point of it. That's not the point of anything. The point of anything, of everything and anything is for us to be Avdei Hashem, to realize that our whole reality is just to be found within Him, within Hashem, what He wants. That's the only reality that exists is His Ratzon. It's not an easy concept. It's not easy to visualize. It's not easy to feel, because we have our own Ratzonos. V'lo titochin lo hamishmas l'Hashem. You can't say you're obedient only if you're obedient as an eved. If you're obedient because it's a good idea, you're obedient because it's worthwhile, you're obedient because you agree it's a very worthwhile way to be, that's not really it. That's not it. You're obedient because you're batel takodesh baruch hu. Batel ritzono chavnei ritzono. So kniyos first. That's what he's driving at in this parable. You want to ask a theoretical question, where should I develop my midas hakaniya, which anova tashem? Where should I develop it in terms of, I have a list of 16 things I have to work on. So should that be first? Could that be last? Should it be in the middle? He says it's the most fundamental thing of all. He's being logical now. He says, you can't do your chayva without Kabbalah's Mishmas Lashem. And you can't do Mishmas Lashem unless he's an Adon. And he's not an Adon unless you're an Eved. And you're not an Eved unless you develop Kniya. That's, if you read over this Perek, he makes a linear mathematical analysis that you can't get started without Kniya. V'lo yitotochim imenu ho'avdus kim bekenus, the truthfulness. Therefore, so it certainly comes out from that. All of the midos, analos, which are wonderful, which are important, the hamitzvos, nispachos, are all adjuncts lo anova, shehiroshu tchilu lohem. It's mesuav. It's not, you missed the boat. You missed it. V'hoya belibo mashu mezchichos hadas v'hagayva. V'lachein, therefore, tiyereishos hatshuva. When you see the Nevi'im talk about doing tshuva, they'll talk about kenia, v'shiflus, v'anova. Amro v'yikonu ami asher nikra shmi aleihem v'yispalalu v'yivakshu fanai v'yomar od nichnu v'lo ashchisein. So he brings down two psukim in Divrei Hayomim. So without the Chayvus Halvavos, when you get up to these psukim, you're going to say they caved in. You know, they did averus and then they caved in and they did tshuva and they became good. Chavis Halavis is seeing in this psukim, you're changing, you know, to really, really do tshuva, you're changing, you're developing kniya. Why? You're going from your ratzon, you're going from milui ratzoncha, you're going to milui ratzon Hashem. You're going from your ratzon to asay ratzono ki ratzoncha, and batel ratzoncha v'nei ratzono. So that's, he holds, so it's very bedavka that these psukim choose the ikonu and kniya and shiflus when they talk about tshuva, because that's how you change. That's what's involved in the change. So that's what he said in Perek Ches. We really have learned it already. We're chazming over. Now we're going to go on to Perek Chi. Perek Chi, he wants to know if and when gaiva is ever appropriate, or at least not inappropriate, and could it coexist with another? So we'll see. He'll explain. Omar, I will now say, this is in Perek Chi, page Reish Yud. Well, the inyan ha'im yitochen, is it possible? She is katsu b'lei v'odom zechichos hadas, which is the way he describes gaiva, or a koponim, feeling good about one's self in the sense of feeling self-possessed. It's good. It's me. I have v'hanova. Can that coexist with anova? Is it ever appropriate? Is it ever not inappropriate? And can it coexist with kniya? Imlo. V'nomar v'tshuva al kach. So he gives the following answer. Ki zechichos hadas nachlekas l'shnei chalokim. It can be in one of two ways. Ha'echad zechichos hadas ha'odom, zechichos das ha'odom begufo, in gashmiyistic things, whether it's in his looks, his strength, his abilities, his mental ability, that's also gashmius. V'inyone gufo v'to'aliyosu v'gashmius, he's capable, he's fayik, he's strong, he's handsome, he has wealth, he can develop zechichos das, gaiva, in gashmiyistic things. V'chelek hasheni, you could have zechichos hadas, zechichos daita b'ma'aliyosu v'ruchnius, and spiritual values, k'van ha'kochma, Chachma means in Torah, v'hamaisim toivim, v'tuv hamishmas l'shem yisroman v'yisadar, you listen to Hashem. So, you know, you look what I do, look what I've done, look what I've done. So, v'hine. So, now, first he splits it up, now he'll get to his answer. V'hine, kol shichas da shetiyah mitzad hagashmius, harei yisholelas asuanovim in alev. That's gashmius. In gashmius, it's always inappropriate, and it can't coexist with anova. It stands in contradistinction to any feeling of anova. And to the degree that you have zechichos das because of inyanim gashmiyim, he's going to say why? Not because it's gashmius per se. That's not the point. The point is because indeed it's it has nothing to do with you, and it wasn't you. So to the degree which you have, you feel it is you, so to that degree you can't have the proper feeling of anova. It's going to chase away any anova feeling. So it's impossible, she is katsu b'lev echad, because each one is sholel the other. Each one stands in contradiction to the other. Machmash lilos kol echad mehem es chavero. Lefi, how in the world it is for there to be any logic in a schichas hadas in yoni ha'olam? So it's to the degree which you are sholel the real provider of it, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lo haviyu lidei kach kim iyidi yaso, his obliviousness, as Baal Tov also, that he also told him, right? He has to be able to ignore, look aside from the fact that Hashem is the provider of all. So that right away chases out any anova. to the degree which you have it, you don't have anova. He's oblivious to how fast he can lose it all. People can lose their wealth overnight. It's not that uncommon. You can lose your job overnight. You can lose your health overnight. You can lose your health in 1 second. You lose your health. We all have stories of people where they, you know, One second is all it takes. Fabi Rosso Mietzlo. You can lose your job in 1 second. The boss calls you, as you're fired. That's all. The market collapses. You put all your money in something. And if you have Shechichas Hadas, so you're imagining that you're the provider. Fishahu harochesh also bekochu vaatzoso, kamaimer sancheiriv, bekochi yodi osisi, vachochmosi ki nevunosi. Right? Sancheiriv is almost a prototype of a Balgaiva, Nebuchadnezzar, halodohi bobo vapso, diana benaisa, lebeis malchu, biskof chisli, vili karhadri, vamar paro li yaori, vani asisini, which literally means I made myself, which, you know, but that's what it is. You know, if you have a feeling, an ego, if you have a feeling of self that you're seeking to gratify, so you're making Pyro's statement that it belongs to you, that you made yourself. The realization that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who created you, is should bring with day Kaniya and Anoba. When you learn Nach and you see what happened to Sancheiriv, and when you learn what happened to Nebuchadnezzar, and you see what happened to Paros, so it's not just a nice story that they lived happily ever after. But it's, you're supposed to learn it and say, wow, look what can happen. You can go from Igra Romala Bira Amikta. There's no guarantees and there's no people. If you're aware, the mightiest people fall, the richest people can get poor. So these three are the prototypes, Paro, Nebuchadnezzar, and Sancheiriv, but we're all guilty of it, and we all have to realize it's fleeting. Fame is fleeting, riches are fleeting, health is fleeting, life is fleeting. So that's never good. Chavis Halvavos can't conceive of a kosher Zechichus Hadas in the Yonim Gashmi. Aval, however, Zechichus Hadas, B'mailos Aruchnios, Nechlekas L'Shnei Chalokim. Two possible. Chavis Halvavos always makes lists. So there's Gashmius and Ruchnios. And Ruchnios is two possibilities, A and B. Ha'echad Maguna, one is disgusting. The second one is appropriate and even meshubach. It's even appropriate. It's even praiseworthy. We'll learn. It's a shtickle shver. I'm not fully understanding yet what he's about to say, because lechayri you can make the same chilek in gashmius too. I'm speaking out. I'm not 100% sure. I didn't have time to prepare to fully think about what he's saying. It needs Iyun. We'll see now in a moment. I hope you'll be bothered by the same question. But the same chilek he makes, l'chayri he could make in Gashmius also. So the Chavis Halvavos was a Rishon. I remind you all, he lived half a century before Rashi. And we're talking about an early Rishon. And his Sefer is treated as such, and as well it should be. So, Hamaguna, Kasher Zocha Das Achochem B'Chochmoso, Da Tzadik B'Masov, and that brings, in a way that it brings you to think that you fulfilled Sha'al Saharbe, you did a lot of things already, you fulfilled your Chiyuv, you Shemaspik Mashik Kvar Kodom Lo Mehem, you did enough already, you did what you have to do, you take pride in your accomplishment, and you have a feeling of self-satisfaction, and you look back and you say, yeah, I did it, I reached it. He doesn't feel, if he's famous and people look up to him and people praise him and people, and he has a certain stature in the world because of his ruchniyistic accomplishments, so he feels a sense of accomplishment from that, and he doesn't feel a need to keep growing. That's really, it seems to me, that's what the Chavis Lodos is driving at. So he takes pride in his ruchniyistic accomplishments in a way that doesn't feel a need to keep growing. And that brings, he's mazalzel in others, he looks condescendingly on them, even though it's coming from ruchniyistik amilus, but if it leads to this attitude, to these attitudes, the yidiyosim kamol, they don't know as much as he does. V'zeu anikreitzel kadmonenu miskabid b'klon chaveiro. Harek yigonzel lo yiyanich nevelo onot. So certainly, it might sound posher to us, but he's saying if this is what the ruchniyistik gifts and pride in ruchnius, if this is what it leads to, this is how you see the person acting, so you know it's coming from a bad place, and that's magune. Aval, zechichas hadas ha-meshubachas hu, im zoch hadas ha-chocham v'chochmosov ha-tzadik b'maisov mitoch toda l'Hashem. He takes pride in what he does, and it stirs in him a feeling of thankfulness to Hashem that he was zoichet to do this. He says, wow, look what Hashem enabled me to do. He doesn't look down on himself. He feels, wow, Hashem made it possible for me to give so much tzedaka. Hashem makes it possible for me to learn. Hashem makes it possible for me to understand so much Torah. I've learned, and it bestirs in him this a thankfulness to Hashem. Al shehir b'lehetiv lo b'kach v'nosel lo cheshek l'kach. And right, then he says, well, Hashem, I have a cheshek to learn, but Hashem, I could sit and I have the zitzflesh and the concentration to focus for hours. Thank you, Hashem, right? You enabled me to do this. And that attitude makes him feel like it's not enough. I got to do more. I can do more. I have to do more. I'm supposed to do more. I could still do more. Lishov, to desire. Lahosif may happen. You don't say, well, I'm great, and then I'm great. Enough people have heard of me. I can call it quits now. I can coast. I can tread water the rest of my life. I've reached the pinnacle. Right? Rosh Hashiva has his shiurim on the machzer. So he reached, and he has fantastic shiurim. So he's reached the pinnacle. It's hard for him to keep learning and being mechadish and saying shiurim. He already has his shiurim that he says in the machzor. But if you have the right pride, mitoch todol Hashem, and that, we'll discuss this again next week, like why this is true. But right now we'll just learn the Chavis Lodos says, and that triggers the feeling, I got to do more, I got to keep growing, I got to keep it up. Lahosav bam, lushtadol bam, uli hikona lebaaleihem, lishaber lanshehem. Right? You want to join others that are doing it. Velochosal, other people. You want to join with people. Velochosal genusam, and that leads you to look kindly upon people. You feel gifted. You feel Hashem gave you something, so you don't look down on anyone. This is what he's saying, that and you try to, like we had by Noach, you learn out from his children, Shem and Yofes, they made a specific effort to cover up for Noach, to cover up for any gnus. You love habrios, ulamid aleim schus, ulamalei chavosuv lahem, and mamait malos atzmo. Tomin mishtadel laharbos mehem, mitzdar al yicholto lomalei mayavoyo mehem, nichna lemishu mekavel lahosif al yodo, Modal Hashem al Meshachanonu min Amidus Hanailus Mevorcho al Meshazimin lo Lirkesh min Amidus Haritzuyus. So there, the pride that he takes is only good. It leads him to be thankful to Hashem. It leads him to feel that it's insufficient. He doesn't develop a feeling of self-satisfaction. He wants to keep growing. He wants to keep giving. He wants to keep steiging. He feels kindly towards people. He doesn't feel superior to others. So that's chichus hadas eino neged ha'anava v'lo sholelas osa u'b'chagon zeh amur ha'kosov al Yehoshaphat v'yigbal libo b'darkei Hashem. Ella rather, this can work hand in hand together with anava. So we'll see next week in Mitzvah Hashem exactly what is in the person's mind, why it leads to feeling the way he feels towards people. And again, as I said, L'chari, you can say the same thing about Gashmius, the gifts. If he feels that, wow, I'm so rich, and look, thank you Hashem for bestowing it on me, and like, how can I thank Hashem enough, and let me, you know, he just has Chodul Hashem Ki Tov Ki Nilam Chazdo. So then why would that, like, why is he sholel that? And there must be some way. Why that he sholel legamri. He doesn't seem to accept that it's so logical. Like, that's such an obvious thing. It seems so obvious that this same chilek he makes in Ruchnius, he can make in Gashmius too. So think about it, and we'll continue next week. Please never.